for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame. Aren't you glad it didn't end there? But now is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. So thankful for that. Let's take our Bibles this morning, turn to 2 Peter chapter number 1. 2 Peter chapter number 1. I'm going to preach a simple message this morning on, you can see it in the bulletin, I actually gave the title, Ignite 2021. I almost use that as my theme throughout this year. Ignite, revive, reignite, something like that. Ignite 2021. You say, well, Pastor, what does ignite mean? Well, if you've never done that, then the message is for you. It's to revive. Ignite is to set a spark to set a fire to get something burning. And I want to see that take place spiritually throughout this year. I'm praying that 2021 will be one of the best years in our church. And I'm going to say that about 2022. And I'm going to say that about 2023, because I believe we ought to continually be increasing for our Savior. But I'm not talking about building an organization. I'm talking about building lives and maybe what God would do in your heart and life that this year would be different. And maybe some things that have faded off would be reignited. They would be revived. They would be, Lord, I'm coming home, getting where I'm supposed to be. This is the year. I'm sick of the sin. I'm sick of the brokenheartedness. I'm tired of all of this. I'm just back where I'm supposed to be. This is the year. Ignite it this year. I thought of, I believe Brother Jackson sang the song one time on, and we've sang it here several times, Set My Soul Afire. And asking God would do that throughout this year, that we would burn brightly for him. 2 Peter chapter number 1, if you found it and you're able to, let's stand together for the reading of the Word of God. We'll begin in verse number 12 and read down through the end of the chapter, verses 12 through 21. Peter said, Wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them and be established in the present truth. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ hath showed me. Moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in your remembrance. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables, when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory. When there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And this voice, which came from heaven, we heard when we were with him in the holy mount. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, unto the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. And I want to come back to verse number 12, where he says, Wherefore I will not be negligent to put you in remembrance of these things, though ye know them. And then he said in verse number 13, at the end of it, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. May I say this? I'm not talking this morning about stirring the pot. How many have ever heard that phrase before? That there's some people that they just sit off to the side or they wait for a moment of a conversation And then they just put something in there and just stir that pot. And then they just sit off to the side and watch it all blow up in front of them. You ever met people like that? But we're talking here in the scriptures of what Peter is saying to these saints. He said, there's some things that I need to stir up inside of you. In other words, get them bubbling. In other words, stir it up because it's become complacent and settled. I just need to stir some things up. And I'm praying God will allow us to be able to ignite some things or reignite in some cases in 2021. Let's have a word of prayer. You can be seated. Father, we love you. Thank you for the word of God. Lord, I'm thankful that my Bible read the same on Thursday as it read on Friday. And I'm thankful that my God was the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Lord, I'm thankful that you're the same in 2020 as you are in 2021. And you're still seated upon the throne. And Lord, I believe that with a lot of things that are taking place, you're trying to stir some people up. And Lord, I pray that our hearts would be stirred for those things which you lay out for us in the scriptures. And Lord, for some, it may be a igniting, set some things on fire in their heart and their soul. But then, Lord, for some, it may be a reigniting and stirring them up and putting them in remembrance. And Lord, I pray that whatever the case, that you do the work that only you can do now. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You may be seated. I, just like about every other pastor, as we looked back over 2020, and really as it was starting, as we look back into the month of March, I heard more than one pastor say that it just seems like everything's on the table, and some of the things that they have learned this year is that we need to be more pinpointed and focused on what the priority and ministry and mission of our churches should be. We understand about the brevity of life, because never in our lifetime has any time that you either turn on the news or check a news app or tried to catch up with any of it, do they start giving you an account of how many people have passed away in the past 24 hours. Now, I said this several months ago, that if they would start doing that in other areas of our society, then maybe it would make a difference also. Maybe if they told us how many on a daily basis passed away because of alcohol abuse, or how many passed away because of drug abuse, or because of suicide. If maybe those running totals were at the forefront of every news outlet when you went to check the news, maybe we'd start seeing a difference in some areas. At least in that area of people catching a virus. And yes, the virus is real. I understand that. We've gone over that. And people are getting sick. And there's over 350,000 from that have been contributed, that at least that has played a cause in. I just saw the statistic that just came out. I believe it was yesterday. I believe I read it early this morning, that there are actually overall, there are less people that died in 2019, in 2020, than there were that died in 2019. But what has taken place throughout this year is the acknowledgement and the understanding that life is a vapor. That those that we may think are right around us can all of a sudden be taken out in just a matter of a few days or in a matter of a few weeks. And it's caused the mission and the ministry of the church to refocus. And I don't know about you, but it seems like a lot of churches, and in my personal life, a lot of extra things can just be gone without when it comes to what are we really accomplishing for the cause of Christ. At the beginning of what the world has called the pandemic, the worldwide pandemic, and I thought it was fitting that there was a group gathered around the table downstairs on New Year's Eve, and they closed out Thursday night playing the board game Pandemic. But theirs ended at 12:30 on Friday morning. But I woke up and the pandemic was still going worldwide. And we look at things and we say, well, it started off and listen, people started turning back to the Lord and we need to spend time in the scriptures and we need to. But I found out over the past few months, it just seems like some people have gotten complacent. Seems like churches as a whole, and I've made mention of this, that they've gotten into their new normal of Christianity. I don't believe there is a new normal, and you will not catch me using that phrase on a regular basis. I believe that we ought to stick with the Word of God, and that ought to be our normal, no matter what this world does. I believe we ought to be faithful to the Lord. But I thought as I looked down through here, if it was enough for the Apostle Peter to be able to reiterate some things and to be able to say, listen, I want to stir you up about some things. And can I say this? There are some times, and this is just going to be one of them, that there's some things that need to be stirred up in our hearts. And I'm not just trying to stir the pot this morning, but I'm trying to reignite some fires. And I'm trying to stir some things up because even Peter had to write to some Christians and say, I want to stir you up a little bit. In other words, you've just kind of settled and gotten on to the level. How many wives have ever looked at their husbands and said, listen, can you walk over to that pot that's right there on the stove and can you stir that up? You know why? Because if it just sits there, it'll get burnt and go bad. And even Peter said, and listen, we're going to look at least one other passage of scripture, seeing how far the Lord wants us to go this morning. But let me say this, we need to be stirred up a little bit. Christianity has gotten lazy across America. And we say, here it is, 2021. Well, where's our Bible reading? Where's our praying? We're going to look at a few things at what the scriptures say here. He said in verse number 12, he said, wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things. And I marked out this little phrase here, though ye know them. Let me ask you something. Don't put your hand up. Don't even smile. How many have ever had a preacher that stood up before you and he said to turn to such and such a passage of scripture and you said, I know that one. You know, there's some things to be stirred up in remembrance, even though we already know them. And I want to reignite us, rekindle our fire this year and stir us up to be faithful in that which we already know. You say, Pastor, I've been saved for 30 years. You can't teach me anything out of that Bible. Well, I feel sorry for someone who's gotten to that point. I feel sorry that it's just a motion for some to even just come to church because, well, I know all of that and I can read it and I can study it on my own. Peter's saying, you know these things, but I'm going to stir you up. And I'm going to put some things in remembrance just for you. Listen, even though you know them, and at the end of verse number 12 says, and be established in the present truth. Do you realize he's not talking to baby Christians here? He's coming back and reminding some things. He's coming back and stirring up some things. Can I say some simple things like you ought to be reading your Bible? You say, Pastor, we've heard that all the time. Then why is it so heavy on my heart this morning that there's some that are walking into church on the third day of a new year saying we're thankful for what God's doing and we haven't even opened a Bible in the past 48 hours? You say, well, I'm a faithful Christian. I'm here on the first Sunday of 2021. I'm here and I'm here with my family. Hey, we need to be stirred up about getting back into the book on a regular basis. Now, just because this year, and I started thinking about it, I said, listen, it is Sunday school. It is Sunday morning. It is Sunday afternoon. It is Tuesday night. We have a devotion. It is Thursday night service. Sprinkle in there the Zoom meetings and times that we're able to have. Peter was saying, I'm not going to be negligent to stir some things up and to bring back to some remembrance. And I thought, Lord, what are some simple things, even though we already know them? Just to be able to ignite some things this year of getting into our Bibles and be reading the scriptures on a daily basis. Someone said this past week, he said, listen, I didn't want to just get to the point of just reading and then not knowing what I've read. He said, so I started slowing down a little bit instead of just saying my goal is to get to the end of the book. But to be able to understand and to be able to comprehend what we're reading and understanding in the Word of God. And he said, so I've just slowed down a little bit just to be able to read the scriptures. You say, Pastor, I know I need to be reading my Bible. But let it stir up inside of us. Let it stir up. Hey, when's the last time that your kids came running around and your Bible was sitting there and maybe even open because you just got done reading it? Or maybe you shared with them on what you had just read that morning from the scriptures. Hey, we ought to get stirred up. This is the only thing that's going to be able to get us through whatever we're facing this year right now is the Word of God. That's it. It's getting back to the Bible. You say, I've read that thing for the past 30, 40, 50 years. Do you realize on Thursday, Brother Shepherd had been saved. It was his 70th spiritual birthday. Been saved for 70 years. Can I say this just by testimony? You know what I believe he did for the past couple days? I believe at some point during the days, and Miss June, you could testify to it, I bet he had his Bible open and he was sitting and reading his Bible. You say, but he's been saved for 70 years. He knows all of the book. I'm so thankful that his mercies are new every morning. And I'm so thankful that we can open up the Bible and God's Word can be speaking to us because it's a living book. It's because it is the Lord Jesus Christ. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Maybe God would stir us up this year for the faithfulness of just the simplicity of reading the Bible. What about spending time in prayer? I walked over to Miss June. I said, just be prepared to play something. I said, I want our church to start off in prayer for 2021. That's why we started off. Wonderful. Boy, God speaking to my heart while I was praying and saying, what better way for a church to be able to start a service and being able to come together and, hey, just take a couple minutes to be able to calm our hearts, to be able to settle our minds and our emotions, and let God to be able to stir our hearts through this matter of prayer, saying, God, we're, for the next little while, we're just focusing on you. Block out everything else. What if those that are live streaming, what if it started out instead of, hey, quickly turn on YouTube or quickly turn on Facebook? Now, everybody sit down. What if we sat down and actually had prayer together and said, God, would you speak to us throughout this time? What about day after day after day of spending time in prayer? You say, Pastor, I just don't have time for that. Then I'm too busy to spend all that time. Listen, if you don't have time for prayer, then you're too busy. And I'm not talking about 4 hours beside your bed. Some of you are at work before the 4 hours even start on a daily basis. But you know something? Continually in prayer, praying without ceasing. Boy, I tell you, you get a 20 or 30 second break and boy, just be able to utter a prayer up to the Lord. Maybe God would stir us up that we just have a desire no matter when it is. You may be laying in bed, can't go to sleep. Maybe you'd be uttering a word out to the Lord in prayer, spending some time with him. You say, Pastor, I know all of these things and I'm established in these truths. Yes, that's what Peter said also. He said, even though you know them and you're established in this present truth, I'm going to stir some things up. There may be several times throughout this year, God says, stir some things up. I'm just asking the Lord to give liberty that we'll get stirred up. Hey, it's okay to get stirred up in the right way. What about stirred up about our church family? You know what I've heard over and over and over again of those that have come and be a part and joined in and been right here at Granite State Baptist Church is, boy, the love that we have for one another, and I want to be part of this church family, and I want to be involved. There's some that, listen, I understand they're not here this morning. It's not because they don't want to. Listen, if you want something that'll break your heart, Brother Don and Miss Judy and Miss Crystal and I went around on Thursday to a lot of the shut-ins that can't be here on a regular basis and put a couple of them coffee mugs in a little gift bag and started taking them around our shut-ins. Some of them leaving. Zutters, I hope you got yours. It was in between your doors. Amen. And put them there on the doorsteps. But to be able to hear some that were around and saying, I just wish we could be there. Boy, there's this health issue that's being gone through. There's this that's being dealt with. I'll be honest with you, it broke my heart in a lot of areas. I was just thinking, boy, but there's some. You know something? They need to be stirred up about their church family. They need to be stirred up about the family that they're part of, that God has chosen to place them in the body. And I'm not trying to be rude or mean or insensitive this morning, but if you can get by without the family of God that God has put you in, then I'd start questioning whether you're part of the family. Now, I'm not talking about those that can't be here. I'm talking about those that choose. It's hit or miss. It's just, well, if I make it, no, this is a family. It's not a building we go to. It's a family. And I'm thankful. Listen, I was closing out 2020 and I was thinking back about the family of God that God allows us to be able to be a part of. And I'm so thankful. You know what Crystal did with every one of those Christmas cards that were sent to us or given to us in whatever way, the archway from our living room into our dining room, as you're actually going from dining room into the living room, she taped every one of them all the way up over the top and all the way back down the other side. You say, I haven't seen that done for years. That's what we do. You know why? That's from our church. That's from our family. And I'm so thankful for it, and all the picture cards that were there. And being able to look at them all over the top there. Listen, I get stirred up about our church family. I don't think there's another church family on the face of the earth like what God's given to us right here at Granite State. And I'm thankful to be a part. Listen, it's not just live stream. I'm thankful I get to worship the Lord through giving. With tithes and offerings, you say, well, that's my church over there on 106, but it's been 10 months since I've given anything to it. Might not be part of the family. I'm just saying maybe God will stir some things up this year. I'm thankful. Hey, listen, do you realize we got lost people that come around just because they want to be around this family? I had a guy yesterday, I picked him up. We had a wonderful time together. He says, what are you doing? I text him on Friday night and we were talking. He says, well, I don't have anything in the morning. What are you doing? I said, well, there's some sweeping and mopping and straightening up. He said, I can come help with that. And I went and picked him up. Listen, just to come and spend a few hours with us. I enjoyed being around him. We had a time together. And I thought, what a blessing, because they're just seeing something. Seeing something different about a church family. And I'm saying, we ought to get stirred up about that. You say, Pastor, I know all about that. Yeah. I'm just putting us in remembrance of it. Some that you're already established. Hey, listen, it's probably less than a handful that some of this would even apply to maybe this morning, except it needs to be put in remembrance of it. Faithful to that which is already known. You know what 2 Timothy 2:2 says? And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. You know what I believe was taking place in there? Hey, you already know these things. So why don't you teach them to someone else so that they can teach someone else? I believe they were just getting stirred up about it. When you love something, you enjoy something, you're excited about something, you're going to be telling someone else. Stir it up. Now, I'm not talking about a bunch of emotionalism now, okay? I've already been condemned this week about emotionalism. A new convert made a statement, and he's trying to put it in the context, and some of y'all will understand this. He's sitting there, he's talking about the family of God and how wonderful the Christians that are around him are. He's so thankful about the Word of God. He's like, I'm reading the Bible and I'm taking it slow and I'm in the book of John and I'm just like, wow, this is excellent. And then he's praying and God's answering prayers. And he looks at another convert and in the best way he can put it, he says, I'm telling you, Jesus is the best high you'll ever have. You know what was taking place at that moment? There were some things getting stirred up inside of him. And in his language, in his way, that's all he had to be able to compare it to, is saying Jesus is a whole lot better than any of that I ever had. And I thought, boy. And I put that out there, and my brother put something on Facebook. He said, I love this. He said, old Christians need to understand this and get excited about Jesus. Get some things stirred up. Hey, listen, we all know Jesus died on the cross, don't we? When's the last time we got stirred up about that? We all know we're saved for eternity, that we're in the palm of his hand, and there's absolutely no one or nothing that can take us out of that. When's the last time we got stirred up that I'm eternally saved? Well, I'm so thankful for who Jesus is. Faithful. Get stirred up about that which you know already. Go back. Hey, listen, might do us some good to go down and sit in Miss Dale's Sunday school class. Start hearing about Joseph. Start hearing about David. Start hearing about Naaman. Say, I know all them stories. Yeah, but get it from a kid's perspective on the miracle and how big God is and get stirred up at what God's able to do. You say, Pastor, I already know all those things. Well, he said, I'm not going to be negligent to put you always in remembrance. Then I say this, turn back to 2 Timothy chapter 1 with me. 2 Timothy chapter number 1. Look what he said in verse number 6. Here's the Apostle Paul that's writing to Timothy. Now, how would you like to have a pep talk from the Apostle Paul? Well, go back and read Timothy. You might not want the pep talk, okay? The Apostle Paul writing to Timothy. You know why he was writing? Look at verse number 6. Wherefore, I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. You say, well, what's the ministry? What's the gift of God? It's that ministry that God had placed Timothy into. And Paul said, I'm writing to you to stir that up, to put thee in remembrance of that which is God, that God is desiring for you to accomplish. And I thought, maybe God will stir some things up this year about the ministry he's put us into. Now, you may not understand this because you're not a pastor. But I am as excited as ever to pastor in 2021. And you say, why is that? Because I've already been chewing on this for a while. And God's stirring some things up. And God bubbling some things up, saying, hey, don't just let things level off. Don't just get complacent. Don't just sit there and burn, but stir it up in the ministry that God's called us to. Where does God have you serving here at Granite State Baptist Church? Maybe it would be, it's in a Sunday school class. You ever gotten into some of them Sunday school classes that honestly, it seemed like the teacher was more miserable about being there than you were? And I'm not saying you're jumping all over the place every time. I'm not talking about emotionalism, but I am talking about getting stirred up about the ministry God's letting you serve in. Just excited to be able to do it. You say, well, but it's just this ministry. If God's allowing us to be able to do it, then why not get stirred up about it? Remember the excitement. Hey, I want this. I want to see it done. Boy, we're going after it. We're going to reach Concord. and then it just kind of fizzles. Well, maybe God will stir it up a little bit. Maybe God will bring it back. Maybe God will rekindle that burden. Or maybe we need to get before the Lord and we need to be praying, saying, God, would you stir that up? I still can't drive around Concord without seeing and saying there's so much work that's going to be done. So much. You say, but Pastor, we're established now. We've been here 7 years. We got a good base. We've got a building. We're going after property. Boy, we're just thankful. We can just kind of level off now, can't we? No, I think God wants to stir us up a little bit and not get to the point of just a plateau. And I'm not talking about shooting for the moon, but I am saying getting stirred up about the ministry God's called us to. Do you know what, and I know God put people here, but do you know what drew some people to the ministry of this church over here on the side of 106? It's because someone was stirred up about what God's doing and maybe gave a witness or a testimony and said, listen, I don't know what you got going on, but you need to come over and see what God's doing. Well, maybe God will stir us up again. You say, but Pastor, look what God's doing. How much more do you think God wants to do? Now listen, I'll say it 100 times if I need to. I'm not talking about an emotional thing. I'm talking about getting stirred up about what we already know. And even the Apostle Paul had to look at Timothy and saying, I'm stirring up the gift of God that was put in you for the ministry that God has called you to, that it gets stirred up. I'm saying, God, would you allow us to get stirred up about reaching souls? God, would you allow us to be able to get stirred up? It don't matter if it's sweeping the floor or if it's mopping it or if it's vacuuming the chairs or straightening them out or taking care of a hymn book, but just being thankful that God allows us to be able to be a part. Say, you know something, it may not be much, but I'm doing it for Jesus. And it may be, hey, listen, I've never walked in here. I'll just use the men's prayer breakfast for one. The men that are here at 6 o'clock, 6:30 in the morning, and back there and there cooking bread. I've never walked in and heard them grumbling and complaining. They did that before I got here. No, I've walked in. Listen, every time there's just been a thankfulness, there's been a joy. You say, well, Brother McManus, Brother Chamberlain, Brother Hardwick, they're not preachers. They're not up there in front of everybody. There's not a one of them I know that want this job up here. But you know something? They're as happy as can be. It's stirred up inside of them just being able to be a blessing. Why not get stirred up for the ministry God's allowing you to be able to be a part of? You say, well, now, I don't want to overshadow this. For some right now, and I know we got some ladies that are here, and you're saying, well, what minute? I can't even go outside my house because them kids are running me crazy. That's your ministry right now. But when's the last time you got stirred up about being able to raise them kids for the glory of God? What about Adoniram Judson's mother being able to sit down and got 17 kids and made sure every week to take 1 hour individually with each one of them to pour into them? And you say, I'd be pulling my hair out. Hey, listen, there's a reason God said that the wife is to be the keeper at the home, because us guys would go crazy if we had to all day. And all God's men said, amen. Hey, I'm thankful. We've got some ladies in here. Why not get stirred up about the ministry God's given to you? You say, well, my ministry's a bunch of little rugrats that are running around. Then thank God for them. Because the children are an heritage of the Lord, and you've got a limited amount of time to be able to pour the Word of God into them for them to be able to go out and be able to serve God on their own. And I thought, let's get stirred up about it. You say, well, it's just my wife and I and the husband saying, I don't have anything else. The ministry God's given to you is to be able to guide and direct that home spiritually. Why not get stirred up about it and say, I may not be able to do a whole lot, but you know something? We're going to have a spiritual home. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. That's who we are, the ministry God's given to us. Let's be honest with you, I don't want you to have a deadbeat pastor. And I'm praying God will stir me up about some things. Not an emotional way, but would be an eternal difference that's being made. Stir up the gift of God. You say, what is the ministry? It doesn't matter if it's Sunday school teaching. It doesn't matter if it's going downtown. A group of young men go down and the Lowe's went with them a couple Sundays ago and went and did some Christmas caroling down by the Capitol. Hey, get stirred up about it. Enjoy it. You say, well, others aren't going to understand it. I've had more people say, I don't understand why you want to be the pastor. Well, that's not the gift God's given to you, but that's what God's called me to do. And I'm stirred up about it, you tell? I'm looking forward to 2021. What God's going to do? Hey, what about getting stirred up about our you? Ah, well, we're part of it. We'll just show up on Friday. No, get stirred up about it. Get stirred up. There's some that are attending. You say, it's such a blessing that we can be a part of it. Then get stirred up about it and go get someone else. Because if it's blessing you, guess what? It'll bless someone else. Sunday school classes. I've heard what a blessing it's been to be able to sit under the teaching of the book of James. What a blessing it's been to sit under the teaching downstairs about the whole armor of God. We're going to have some others that are starting here in just a few weeks. And I don't know, Brother Chamberlain's going to be teaching on the minor prophets. Not minor because they're inferior. Minor because they're smaller. He'll cover all that. I'm not going to tell you that. Some would say, I'm not getting stirred up about that. Well, it's in the book. Hey, you never know what you'll learn and get excited about what took place back there in those prophetic books. Get stirred up about the ministry God's called us to. But then can I say this? And here's what I believe. It's not the most important. But I read verse number 7. Why don't we get stirred up and why don't we ignite something this year of just stability of mind and trusting God? I'm not going to ask how many this year that your mental capacity just seemed to go on overload for the past 9 months. But I'll be the first one to tell you, when decisions needed to be made, and I talked to a pastor of about 600 or 700 down in North Carolina, and he said, Brother Peter, he said, if you would have told me back in March that we'd still be talking about coronavirus like it's a big real thing, and which it is across our nation, he said, I would have told you back in March, you're crazy. He said, if you would have told me, he said, that we would have been week to week and sometimes day to day on making decisions on what needed to be done at the church and what needed to be adjusted, he said, I would have told you, you're crazy. And if there is one thing that I would say has, and the word overwhelmed isn't the right word, but has absolutely wore me out, and that's the mental drain from 2020. Of just constantly, whether it be decisions that need to be made, whether it be 8 different opinions and saying, okay, which one's right? What does God want? Not what does I want? What do you want? What does God want? What does God desire that we can honor and glorify Him? You know what I'm asking the Lord for this year? God's not given us the spirit of fear, but of power. Boy, we need the power of God upon our lives. And of love and of a sound mind. Saying, Lord, in those 3 areas, boy, I just want to be stable and stirred up this year. I'm just saying, God, I want the power of God upon my life more than ever. I want a sound mind. It's only going to come by spending time with the Word of God, spending time in prayer, spending time with our Savior. He's saying, listen, do you know why this needs to be stirred up? For God has not given us the spirit of fear. The ministry He's called us to, that which He has prepared for us, listen, with the power of God upon our lives, love, and a sound mind. Boy, stir it up. What about being spiritually stable this year? And not up and down, and not being tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine and just every wind of the wave of the news cycle that comes through? What about being of sound mind? Of just, these are the principles of the Word of God, and we're just going to stay steady. I text one pastor, and he was navigating things just like every one of us are, and just, honestly, it just seemed like trying to navigate through 2020. And I told him, I just text back this. He said, sometimes it's just back and forth. And he said, I'm just trying to provide the leadership that God wants me to provide. And I just text him back this. I said, let's just pray God will allow us to be steady at the helm. Steady at the helm of just the power of God, the love of Christ, and of a sound mind, of not getting tossed to and fro, the mind of Christ, and make sure that's what we're following. Hey, listen, I believe we need to get stirred up. We need that ignited in our hearts and lives. That, you know, some just going to be steady, a sound mind throughout this year. I'm saying, God, would you stir some things up inside of us? God, would you do it in 2021? Ignite something. You say, Pastor, I think our church is on good footing. I believe it's going a good direction. And listen, I thank the Lord for that. I praise the Lord for what he is doing. But I'm not going to be so far to have my head in the sand that don't know that there's some that need some things stirred up in their hearts and lives. And it could be just as simple as about ignite your love for the Word of God. Ignite your love for prayer, your love for the family of God and the body of Christ, and being a part of the family that God's put you in, of getting stirred up about the ministry. What could God do by the end of this year if we just stirred up in those things we already know and we're already established in? And Peter said, just before I die, and I read that next verse over there in 2 Peter, and I'm like, now, God, I hope, now listen, I'm looking forward to seeing Jesus, but it's not on my calendar for 2021 to pass away from my decease as it was for Peter. But he said, there are some things I want to stir you up about before I leave while I'm in this tabernacle. And what he was saying is, listen, if there's one message, and that was the last message he gave, if there's one last message that I can leave you with, is stir up those things that you already know. Stir it up. Ignite it. Maybe 2021 would be your best Christian year you've ever had. Do you know what I see here in 2 Peter? And I'm going to close with this. I see the balance of Peter laying out before them the balance between abiding with those things that we already know, we've been assured of them, and abounding of stir some things up. And by the way, and I'll close with this, he brought it all back to the Word of God at the end of 2 Peter chapter 3. He said, we've got our experiences, we've been there. He could have based it all off his emotional experience. They were up on the mountain, they heard the voice from heaven, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased, heard all of that. Could have based it off emotion or off experience, but he said, but we have a more sure word of prophecy. And he's talking about the Word of God. I thought, Lord, if you'd stir that up inside of us. Maybe you're here this morning and you're not established in anything. You don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. You don't know that you're on your way to heaven. You don't know that you're a child of God. And you say, I'm just looking for something, and it's a New Year's resolution, and that's why I'm in church this morning. I just said, I'm going to go to church more this year than what I did last year. Maybe you're here and you're not a child of God, and you need to be saved. You need to be eternally forgiven of your sins and call upon the Savior. Can I say this? Nothing else can get stirred up inside of you until you're a child of God. Until you realize the sin that is there, that the Lord Jesus already paid the price by dying on the cross, being buried, and rising again. He's already paid for that. And boy, wouldn't it be wonderful to be able to start off the year knowing that you're a child of God. And if you are a child of God, then I'll say this. Ignite some things. Stir some things up. Set my soul afire. Father, we love you. Thank you for the Word of God. Lord, I pray that you would stir us up. Lord, where there is complacency, Lord, where there's just, the fire is not there like it used to be. Lord, would you ignite us this year? Stir some things up for your honor and glory. And Lord, we'll thank you for what you'll do now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God's so faithful.